Okay, you can just put that round your neck.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, here we go.
So, how many years ago was that?
10 years ago, mm-hmm. We began distributing the books from Srila Prabhupada. And then, because my husband's a Prabhupada disciple, his name is Srimanta Das, and my name is, now it's Chandrika, a.k.a. Cookie, and Pranagovinda Das, and Madhukar Brahmacharis, this is Pranagovinda. They came by our shop, probably 10 months ago or so, and introduced us to Srila Gurudev, and ever since then, we've been ecstatically devoted to him, and we were so fortunate this last week where we took, we both took Diksha from Srila Gurudev,
So what was your first inspiration for having your books in?
Because my husband, come here, my husband, this is Srimanta Das, because he became a disciple of Srila Prabhupada in 75 in Chicago, and that was our inspiration to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books all these years. And do you want to say something?
No, we've always kept some books out here. You never know who might be interested. Sometimes we start talking about diet or something, and then we show them some of the small books. And if they're more interested and they come back, then I'll try to show them the Bhagavad Gita.
So how do you introduce the book to the person? How does that start?
Oh, anyway. It's usually by a diet or some other interest.
Yes,
or
we talk about vegetarianism.
You know, we try to learn all the greetings for the different religions out here.
I always said you.
Sometimes, you know, we say different things, you know, like Sat Sri Akal or Salam Aleikum or, you know, Namaste to the Indian people. And then they are, oh, how do you know this? And we start talking, or they may see one picture or Krishna, Prabhupada, you know, or some of these Indian things. They even mistaken myself to be a Hindu or something. And then we go from there. I just try to feel them out, see what they're inclined to, you know, believe, and go from there.
The devotee that we actually received the Bhagavad Gita from, his name is Mahajan, and he's in New Vrindavan. And he actually had suggested that we play My Sweet Lord and then start doing it, but we haven't located this CD yet, so we plan to do that.
The one he's distributing is the one without the corrections, the way Srila Prabhupada wrote it.
Oh, nice.
Yes, they're all like that. And he's a great soul. He sends all these for $1 a piece.
So all we have to pay is the postage, so it's really fortunate that...
And you distribute many of Gurudev's drivers on?
Yes, we received these from Prana and Abhiram. Abhiram and Janardhan, did you come here? These come from the Brahmachari Ashram. And this is Abhiram Das, and this is Janardhan Das. Would you like to say something about the books? They distribute them also.
This book is written by one of the gurus in our disciplic succession. Satchidananda Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And he has written this book, which is compared to an ocean.
Certainly.
This lady.
All the data and Upanishads, Puranas, Mahabharata.
CDs.
Not all here. Condensed into
not
this
here.
Literary work, which explains the three processes of Bhakti Yoga, who we are, which is Sambandha, what is the goal, which is Prayojan, and how to attain the goal, which is Abhideya.
So when you distribute this to general mass, how do you go about introducing the book to anyone? I mean, how do you distribute a book at this size?
Well, Janardhan has also been distributing Jiva Dharma. But generally, we are Nana, would you like to say? Generally, we are distributing this book along with invitations to see our spiritual master, Srila Gurudev. And we're explaining that this book is very harmonious book for the day and age. It reconciles many differences of opinion, and it harmonizes the different belief systems in the world today as we face a need for real answers and for a book that is truly giving what can help people in their lives, what can actually give the peace and harmony that all are looking for, and most especially what can actually give the devotion or bhakti to Sri Radha and Krishna.
You want to say something, Janorka?
Say something.
Yes.
What kind of response do you get from your book?
Actually, they're totally enlivened from the beautiful pictures. They really appreciate the artwork. And the majority of the young students that come here that are like hippies, they really they're really kind of into vegetarianism anyway, so we're able to kind of introduce the philosophy to where it kind of goes along the same lines that they're interested in, because most of them are already following some kind of a vegetarian diet. And we're planning on getting My Sweet Lord and playing it, and then giving them a Gita. That's what our plans are. We just haven't located it yet.
So generally, it's a positive experience.
Yes, absolutely. And when the devotees come, like just a few minutes ago, you know, several of the people were asking, were they priests? And I told them they were monks, so to speak. And they were very interested. You know, we've had very positive response from chanting the Hare Krishna mantra here. And everyone kind of accepting the concept of chanting Hare Krishna.
How about, I mean, surely sometimes you must receive a negative response from somebody's not interested. How do you deal with that?
Well, like we don't have any right now, but we've had a couple of maybe negative results from a karma t-shirt that we sell sometimes. But it's actually just an opportunity for them to accept another outlook of, you know, the fact that there is karma involved in killing animals and eating them. And although some of the people maybe don't agree with it, they definitely understand. You know, I try to tell them that if they really had to go kill the animal themselves and clean it and so on, would they eat it? And most of them all reply no, that they wouldn't. So that's a real positive result from that.
Okay. So is there any kind of tips that you'd like to give people who want to do the same thing, any words of encouragement?
Well, we've always distributed the books as gifts, and then we tell them if they'd like to give a donation that it would be greatly appreciated. And the majority of the time you can determine if someone's really interested just by their reaction to, you know, what we're talking about and coming to the human platform of eating a vegetarian diet. And most of the time, if you just hand them a book and get it in their hands, that they'll take it. It's usually the first step is to give them a book. And many times they'll wind up keeping it if they just accept it, you know, and put it in their hands.
So what's your relationship that you feel you have with the people that you're giving the book to? I mean, so, you know, you don't just see, you know, that they're buying your store, but you see them as how do you see them?
Yes, we actually see them as a potential devotee of the Supreme Lord. We look at it as an opportunity for them to really, what would you like to say? We look at them as an opportunity to become enlivened in spirituality and come to our mandir, and we always invite them to the mandir on Blaylock.
So you get many people that come and keep in contact with?
Yes, and we try to follow it up. I get their address and their telephone number, and we always try to keep it on a personal level. Mm-hmm. And we distribute incense sometimes with the books. That helps. And I tell them about offering the incense, you know, and that kind of brings them along a little bit. And I guess you've seen all the other the books here that we distribute. It goes very nicely with our clothing from India. Okay. The concept of spirituality from India is kind of goes right along with our clothes, because everyone knows that all of our clothes come from India. And Prana, would you like to say something? Come. Do you want to say something about any of these books that
more
we received
like,
from you?
Can you tell me what you do? And maybe,
what do I do?
How your college program, anything, you know.
I just like to make friends with
people. At the University of Houston.
Krishna and Gurudev, they're the friends to all living entities. They're the greatest friends. And we are here to represent Gurudev and the Guru Parampara. So they are want to help all living entities. Rediscover their true nature, which is one of love, pure happiness, and knowledge. So, I feel like it's my duty just to try and help everybody that I meet to come to this platform, or bring them to Gurudev, who can help them come to this platform where they can be happy and satisfied. So, that's how I preach. I just try to make friends with them and encourage them to chant Hare Krishna.
Friendship is very important.
Number one. It's the most important thing, because this is what Gurudev is. Friend to all. Just like Srila Prabhupada, the book, there is a friend to all. So if we're representing him, then also we must be friends to all. We don't see any division. We don't see black and white. We just see, here's a beautiful living entity, part and parcel of Krishna. How can we help him? Or her. Or it.
Okay,
yeah,
so
also dogs, animals, plants, everything we chanted.
So I understand that in Houston there aren't many crowds on the street. So how have you gone about finding new friends?
Anywhere there's people. You go to a shop to buy some cheese. You're going to meet somebody.
Hello.
If you want to. Hello, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Anywhere, just walking past on the street. We go to college. So many people come to our book table there, into our programs. University of Houston. When we first set up our book table in University of Houston, for the first couple of weeks, we were getting 25 emails every day. So many, there would be 7-8 people crowding around our table, and we had to say, excuse me, I'll answer your question in a minute. Because we had so many people who were interested, because these young people, very intelligent, very inquisitive, and obviously they have a lot of subtlety. That's why they come into our table, to meet Gurudev's books, to hear the chanting, take prasad and come to our programs. So that was very good. It was very exciting. And on the street, yes, there's not so many people, but still you'll meet one or two. It doesn't matter. Anywhere you go. We did that for a while, but we got busted by the cops. So we didn't. Not yet, but we will do. We're going to get a permit. And that was okay. A lot of people were responsive, and some people took books, and some people would wind down the windows and hear the kids, and even some people get out their cars and dance and cause a traffic jam, which was most of the time, but I really like that bit.
Do you have any nice stories that you can tell us when people come to your program?
Yeah, Cookie. Srimanta. Jan, and where is Srimanta?
Srimanta.
Yeah. And we were walking past here one day, Madhukar from Rishabhdev Prabhusan. And we were walking past and I just said, Haribo! And we looked, and actually I'd seen Cookie just before that and I thought, interesting. I knew there was some connection there. So, because I could see the hippie clothes, so I knew there was something and I could see her. And when devotees, they have this certain glow about them, you know, effulgence. So I noticed it, but she was engaged in talking to a potential customer. So we walked past and I said, Haribo! And we just came and that was it. Hare Krishna. I was one of we offered.
They came and saved us. Gurudev sent them.
Gurudev.
To save us.
And I hear that many other people from your university have come.
Priests so far have taken initiation.
And, nice.
Yeah, that's
good. It's all good. Many more will come. I'm sure Gurudev has given his blessings that more will come from the university.
We're getting ready to have the Jagannath Festival too in July. It's going to be exciting, yes. It's the first that we've had here. Do you want to tell her about that?
The Jagannath Rath Yatra, yeah, it's going to be the first Rath Yatra. Jagannath's coming from Puri, Orissa.
Nice.
And we're going to invite everybody. You're all welcome to come, wherever you are. Please come in July 12th, and we're going to pull the cart around the beautiful grounds of India House. And we're going to do the Lord Kirtan. There's going to be some prasadam. And it's going to be fun, I guess.
Is this Lakshmi Priya? Come, Lakshmi. Say hi. I
want to
see Lakshmi
give
some books out.
I'm very happy to be here at Cookie's store, Chandrika's store. And when I see her Gurudev's book and Gurudev's picture, I'm very happy. I hope she will be very successful selling some books and stuff from India. Yeah. Haribol.
Haribol. Haribol.
Lakshmi, do you give books sometimes?
Huh?
You give out books?
Yeah, I do.
Tell me any stories?
When I went to Las Vegas, I sold about 6 Jeev Dharma.
Oh, really?
And they all enjoyed that book and they are reading it.
Who did you distribute them to?
To the group of Indian people.
Uh-huh. Nice.
My 3 sisters and there's one guy named Praveen Bhai. He's teaching them there. And they are all enjoying Jeev Dharma book.
Good.
Haribol.
Okay, I'm going to film the shop now a little bit.
Okay.
Shamarani wants to film the shop. Oh, I want to film you engaged.
What?
No, that's what I'm here for. More that than the interview.
Chandrika, okay. what do you do with me?
Okay, she can wear it around her neck.
Okay.
Is it on still?
Yes. All of our clothing comes from India.
Oh, you don't know? I just want any. Just you engage yourself with the customer.
Oh, okay. Yes. Most of our clothing on this size is plus, and they have ties from the side, so they're very comfortable. These are 22, and they're beautiful. That's pretty. This one? Yes, I think so. Yes. I could slip it over you if you want to check.
No.
Oh, no? Okay. No, I'm sure it would fit you fine. We have them in double X and 3X. Isn't that beautiful? And then we have these styles too. These are like a plus. It's a little set. They're 44. And we have them in like 4 colors.
For body time.
Yes, aren't they beautiful?
Yes.
Here's another color. This is beautiful too. This is pretty. And then we carry these tops. These are a 1X. These are like handkerchief. It's a very pretty style.
Yes.
And these are... This is one of our tie-dyes. It's a skirt.
Mm-hmm.
pastel. And all of these are $20. They're
$30.
These are $20. Uh-huh. And these are tie-dyed in India. They're beautiful. A 22, uh-huh. And we carry this style. This is like a Renaissance style. It's beautiful. Uh-huh. It's in a plus. It's like 41. And then we have this one. This is another style. See, Lakshmi Priya, we have this too.
Yeah.
Isn't that pretty?
It is.
And we have these in like different lengths, about four different lengths. This is the short one. And these are 36. These are beautiful. Mm-hmm. Is that pretty? They're very nice.
Yeah.
And these are $13.50. These are little. They go up to 3X. Yeah. Huh? A glass. I have a cup. And let me see where they are. Actually, you can use this one. Hold on. Let me wipe this out. Oh, here. Okay. These are little cups.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes. Is that okay? All right. Oh, no. I'm okay. Thank you. And what?
We just met a nice guy over there. Can you tell me?
Can we,
Hare Krishna. Then Hare significa Sri Radha, and Krishna is the nombre del Señor Supremo. So aquí es el mantra. Bueno, vamos a cantar. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Krishna.
You just speak it, speak it.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Perfect.
It's very easy.
Very easy.
Very simple. The best process in this age we're living in to realize God is by chanting His names. Very simple way.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah. Nice to meet you.
Un placer conocerte.
Hare Krishna. Shall I switch this off? Oh.
Hello, hello.
Thank you.
Oh, Gauranga.
You want to go from outside? It's really dark otherwise.
Yeah.
How are you?
This is Lucy. She sells gold. This is my friend Lucy. Where are you from, Lucy?
China.
She's our very good friend. She's filming with us. We distribute books, Lucy. Would you like a book?
We can walk to some of these tables here.
Okay. Yeah, you can take these books.
So now that you're not eating none of that. Hello. How are you today? Is this a book?
Okay.
So we have a beautiful tradition of bhakti, which is given by our teachers who are from India, and it explains the science of spiritual love. Love for
God. No good English. You mean no good English?
Oh,
no good English. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm no good English.
Okay.
English no good.
Not good. What language?
Chinese.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next time.
Little English.
Oh, I see. Well, all right. Yeah. Next time.
Okay. Study. Learn more English.
Yeah. Also, okay. You just say Hare Krishna. Can you say Hare Krishna? This is name of Supreme Lord.
Yeah. Okay, I learn English later.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Have a nice day.
You too. Just in the local area. Remember when we were here last time, you told us about there was some other devotees nearby, Charismatic Clothing?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, our spiritual master, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, he recently visited here, and they became so enlivened and inspired by his teachings.
Yeah, I got some books from
You did?
Yeah.
You got some great.
Yeah, I got like 3 or 4 books, yeah.
That's awesome.
That's pretty neat. $4. It's for a drill.
Have you had a chance to read any of the books?
Man, I got a stack of literature to read on the side of the bed about like this, by that, by that. And I go through one a little at a time because a lot of times I get home, I pump concrete. So I get home at like 2 a.m. or something like that. So by the time I get home, I maybe read for like 2 or 3 minutes.
I was
tired, so I put it down. So it'll take me, I'll probably be in it sometime next year.
Well, at least you're reading a couple pages.
Yeah, I mean, I got them, and I am going to read them.
That's great.
Yeah, definitely.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, that's wonderful, yeah.
Hey, you have a very beautiful camera woman. I said you have a very beautiful camera woman.
Have you had this book?
Rays of Hope.
This is not such a very big book, so see, there's little quotes here too. We've been wandering in this world for innumerable lacks of birth. So many Brahmas have come and gone. Brahma is the creator of the universe. Now we have the human form of life. Thus, by good fortune, by the mercy of Krishna, the Supreme Lord, we may get to associate with any Vaishnava, like a devotee of Lord. Then by that Sangha, that association, we develop the tendency to serve Krishna, which is the root of bhakti. Bhakti is the loving devotional service of the heart. By doing this, all our anarthas, or unwanted things, will go away. Birth and death will be finished, and we will be happy eternally. There is no other way.
So, you know what you need? A dictionary for all the little terms.
That's true. That's true. A dictionary.
You know, because if you're reading it and you don't know those terms, you're kind of lost.
That's true.
It takes too many words out.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
Do they have a dictionary?
A lot of the books you may have a glossary in the back.
Right.
But what this is basically saying, like, is that they were so inspired by the association of the devotee of Krishna.
Right.
Because he's engaged in worshiping Krishna, and that by his association, like a crystal put in front of a green object will become green, or in front of the sky the crystal will become blue. So our heart is like a crystal. So what he's teaching here is that if we put our heart, if we put ourselves in the association of a Vaishnava, or someone who's actually engaged and desired with his heart to serve the Supreme Lord.
Those are 50 cents a piece.
And that will come into our heart. So even if you may not understand all the Sanskrit, but just by reading these books, you're associating with this great saintly person, this great Vaishnava, this great devotee of the Lord. And by his association, then that is making very, very strong impressions in your heart. Your name is Red, right?
Matt.
Yeah.
Red.
Very strong impressions in the heart for...
Red? Do I look like a Red? She's great.
We have these wonderful, wonderful festivities once a week.
Right.
Off the I-10, Blaylock Road.
You know what? You guys used to have a temple downtown. And used to feed people on Sunday. I remember a lot of homeless people used to go there. It was pretty neat.
Really?
Yeah, you guys took care of a lot of people.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty beautiful.
Downtown Houston?
Yeah.
Really?
They had a Krishna. It was a two-story building. It was on Bagley Street.
Really?
Yeah, it's been torn down now, but... A lot of people used to go there on Sunday to go eat. You took care of a lot of people.
Yeah.
I mean, people on the streets are dead, nothing. You know, you all fed them. It was beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I think you guys would feed more people than the Catholic Church. I mean, you put out a lot of food for people.
Yeah, yeah.
It was pretty neat. Healthy food, too.
Yeah, vegetarian. Yeah. Yeah.
So what is your name?
My name is Abhiram.
Abhiram, and what is the young lady?
Lalit Kishori.
Making a movie?
You're going to be famous someday.
You'll be famous. Is it okay if you become famous?
That's
fine. Famous? Okay.
I've been in other movies.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
See you again soon.
You good? Keep up all the good work. Stay in touch with nature. And doing so, I think you can stay in touch with God.
All right.
Take care of the director. That'd be her. She doesn't like to be teased, does she?
Bye. That I know that I met once we were here 6 months ago. Some books.
Yes, you
are. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I was going to be late. But as I was talking to you guys, you have to come back and pick me up or something.
Okay.
I'll go with you.
We're doing hair filming at Gorangi in Florida and
her
hair.
Do that.
He knows who I am. I'm not in a rush for it.
Are we going to be leaving right now?
I think so. I don't. Okay. I'm not in charge.
Really?
We met. I know who. The little. Yes, I will. Is she two doors down? Where?
No. On the other side.
Yep.
Okay,
how do you
want?
Really? Oh, I
thought
I want. You have some what? Coffee?
Who?
How kissy? The lady? That's a good idea. Oh, we are kissing on the. Yes, go.
Yeah,
go. Go ask her. That's a good idea.
We're only in a hurry because I have to cook for the program tonight. So.
Yeah, but you have a book we can
give her? It's
not a book we can give her.
I've just given her two books. I'll take a book back and give her.
Okay, okay.
I
and then film it. Yeah. Lily, do you want to go home too? Yeah, we have to go home because I have to feature already.
Sure.
Well, you're going to see Kitty. There's a lady named Zuri who I met when we were here last time.
Zuri.
She's in that area over there. I'll just run over there quickly and see if I see her. Thank you. What is this?
Heat press.
Heat press.
Yes.
For t-shirts? This is from our spiritual teacher from India. This is a book about meditation, about this spiritual teaching of Bhakti Yoga. How to become in touch with our... It's very, very sacred. Very beautiful. So many teachings about who we are, what is the goal of this life. What is your name?
Sal.
It's nice to meet you, Sal. My name is Abhiram. Yeah, yeah. Where are you from originally?
Originally?
Yeah.
Washington, D.C.
Oh, really?
Oh. Born and raised.
Born and raised. Actually, that's a very great city. I'm born and raised outside Boston, but I spent a summer in Washington, D.C. It's got to be one of my favorite cities on the East Coast. Yeah. Our spiritual master travels around the world. He's been around the world 28 times now. He's 88 years old. But he's spreading this spiritual teaching from India, and it's just catching on like wildfire because it's so real. And I just wanted to, you know, show this book to you and share the beauty of it, because this is Vrindavan, India. It's a very holy pilgrimage place, and we go there with him once a year. We visit all these holy places of pilgrimage, and you know, I found it's been really wonderful in my life. You know, I'm like 26, but I've been to India a few times, and I love it. You know.
I'll give it a try.
Yeah, if you're interested, we have this center nearby. See, this is where we meet on Saturdays. Like tonight at 6 o'clock, we have this gathering festival where we hear and we chant and have the vegetarian Indian food. Very nice. Yeah. Good. Thanks, Yeah, you too. So you making t-shirts here? Like, did you make that one right there?
Yep.
I'm just curious, what does it cost to make a t-shirt?
To get it made is what I charge is $12.
$12, including the shirt?
Yep.
It's pretty good. Hey, do you think you could help out with any contribution for our temple?
Actually,
nothing in my pocket except
what I just made, and I can't give that out.
All right. Hey, well, be in touch. Right. Maybe I'll come back for get some t-shirts from you.
Cool.
Yeah.
You too. Thank you.
I had this around my neck.
Oh, I've got a report. Didn't get it killed.
Yeah, I don't know where she is.
I was thought you were going to bring.
Which one? That's $750. How about this one? That's, we're on sale. I'm joking. We don't work here. The lady who works here. We're just waiting for it to come back.
Oh.
I don't know how much it's going
to be. You thought that that's about, like, this is about a $500 cat?
Oh, probably,
I'm
yeah.
I'm telling you, I know. Hang on.
It comes with free soil.
This book is the color of a cactus, but it describes how you understand about Krishna.
Okay. I gotta go back soon too. Time it. Sharani said she was gonna send me out with you guys, and I said no way. No. She said beforehand. She said, "Oh, you can go out and film doing their college thing." And I said, "No, I'm not doing that." And now I'm filming you guys.
For the college, there is no college.
I know, but Shambhani doesn't think like that.
Yeah, well, I did tell her. Yeah.
I know, but this was before. She said, "Oh, you can go out with them." I said, "No, going out with them."
Yeah, you should be, man. Next time, you should fly over.
Yeah, good idea. No, she wanted me to film, not to Harry
Logan. The mantra is dropping Logan.
Yeah, we have them.
Yes, but I also didn't get them.
So many people don't get them, right? A lot of people don't get them. You need them, he needs them.
At the mandir in the evening, perhaps?
If I have time, then I'll find.
Okay,
right. You're coming tomorrow to the program?
This is the camera that you got? Your one?
No, this is the... We have a really big one that we use the other times.
Like what happened to that one?
I have it at home.
Why, Wales?
Yeah.
Your mum writes to me. Twice.
Is she, what did she say? What are you doing?
Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah, what did she say?
Days ago, man.
Okay, well, yeah, I'll ask him, Ronnie. We have them somewhere.
Oh, the
I don't know where they are, though.
Some other people
will everyone be coming tomorrow night?
Tonight?
Yeah, no, but
tomorrow night, we're probably going to the farm, and they're going to Badger.
They're going to Badger. Okay, I can see, but I don't know where they are. I know we have them.
On the computer.
Yeah, I know, but whose computer, though? I don't know if they're on hers or Anita's, or they may be on, I have a hard drive they might be on, because now Anita and Vasanti are in LA. But no, I'll look.
Oh, you remember Paradox? Remember we did that party and we set up an altar?
Oh yeah.
He ended up in Mexico getting gangrene. They've just flown him back. Tony paid $50,000 to... for his medical treatment. Remember Tony?
Tony.
Did you ever meet Tony? Yeah, I don't think you met Tony.
I don't know, his name sounds familiar.
Tony Hemcorner. THC.
Maybe.
Oh, you did? I don't think you met him. Anyway.
I remember Paradox.
Paradox. He was nice, huh?
Yeah.
Anyway, he's in hospital now in London. He got gangrene. They had to remove chunks of his leg. Yeah, he was going to lose his leg.
How did he find out that?
Rightly so.
Do you ever meet Chad?
Chad's name sounds remember. Maybe it's just you telling me about Tony and Chad.
Chad is... He's a devotee, man. He's just... Not yet, you know? He always sends Hare Krishna and he says Jai Sri Radhe on... We keep in touch on Facebook. If you look in Facebook, you see Chad, one of my friends.
Yeah, I know. I look at your Facebook and I think, right.
the worse I look at, and I see these like girls, you know, and I think, oh my
old friends. I have those friends in university now. Okay. Well, they're all my old friends. Yeah. All the ones who were like the hippie ones, they're all my old friends. You met someone. Right?
Yeah, I met that. Yeah, I met at the party. What was her name? I don't know. And I met that one in Birmingham, the market store. You know,
the what?
The market store in Birmingham.
This is the
little
girl that I wanted you to meet.
Alright, I'll see you anyway.
Hey,
can I film you?
This is Marlene.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been offering incense to Shirley today.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yes. It's 24. I don't know how to make she's carried this book with her many, many times, haven't she, Marlene?
Yes.
And she read it several months ago, 24.
You read the same book?
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
What did you think of the book, Marlene? Do you want to tell her? Tell her what you liked about it. Tell her what you liked about it, The Way of Love, remember?
Yeah.
Okay, tell her. This is Lalita. She's making a video on the book.
Did you like the book?
Yes.
Yeah? What do you think about the book?
What did you learn from it?
Yes, I learned.
Do you remember?
Not that much, but yes, a little.
She learned about the diet. Didn't she learn about the diet from the book too?
What do you think about the diet?
What about animals?
The animals only because they don't need to kill them because if they kill them.
Lakshmi. I have to go and get something from the boys quickly. Sorry, carry on. Where are they? Run! Where did they go? Oh, no, sorry, I have it. Okay.
When you put
the little hat on his picture, what did you say? It was cold, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, she put the hat on Grudev's picture. Yeah, because it was cold.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, and she's offered incense lots of times.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice devotion.
Hi. It's okay. Go ahead. Do you want that?
I don't
want
to cut him a shot.
No. Do you want to volunteer to be in our movie?
Would you like to volunteer?
No, that was my. I'm going to a wedding and I had to wash and condition my hair and my husband wanted to come up here and I had time to curl it. So, I didn't want to buy this dress.
Okay. All right.
I like this one. I like that peach.
Okay, the peach outfit. Okay, you want me to get that down? Okay, is there anything else you'd like to say to Lalita about the book? Did you look at that? She looked at a video called Meet Your Meat. What did you think of that? It made her cry.
Aww.
Yes. What did you think about it?
That it's not good doing other things to the animal because it's like if you were an animal, you won't like that they will be doing that to you.
To you, that's right. Yeah, she's learned that principle from watching the torture that happens to the animals. Yeah.
Oh, have not.
Yeah.
Good principle.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Well, we just wanted to let you come over and say a few words.
Thank you. What's your name again? Madeline. Madeline. Very nice to meet you.
All right. Okay. We love you. See you later.
Here you go.
Okay. Thank you. It's 6:50.
6 hours.
Yeah. It's little girls.
Oh, yeah. Check the size on it. I'm ready, baby.
It's a 10-12.
It'll do. Okay, that's 26.
Okay.
Give me the money. What do you got? I got it. Here.
Thank you.
My name is Lalit.
Kishori.
I like your t-shirt.
Thank you.
Did you
Is it hand drawn or you bought it like that?
Oh no.
I'll buy it.
Nice. You buy everything you want to get.
So you like the book?
Yeah.
That's nice. You come and see her a lot?
Yeah.
Sometimes I help.
I haven't done that.
Oh yeah? You come and help sell things?
I like this stuff. It's a little bit for my age group.
Oh, was it for you?
It was for y'all. When I seen how short it was, I'm thinking, no, I thought it was the longest shirt.
This is for a little girl.
I know that. I'm gonna wear it at the top.
Okay,
It's a 10-12. Oh, little girl, yeah. Isn't it?
You know what, though? I'll sell you one of these. Look. See one of these tops?
I'm a breast cancer survivor.
Oh, we're accepting.
You want to go? Okay, thank you, everyone. We're going to go.
Thank you so much. Namaste.
But I wanted to film you give a book to someone.
I'm sorry?
I wanted to film you give a book to someone.
You don't think that would fit that at the top? Okay. Let me give her a book. You don't think that would fit me at the top? You may be able to. Let me give her a book.
Okay, can I just film her giving you a book just for the video?
She can do it to me.
Yeah, but we know who you are.
Here we go.
Hang on.
This is a gift. This is a book called The Way of Love.
Okay.
And this is a gift.
I'm going to show y'all where love don't come on here.
I just gave her.
This is a spooky joke. So I'm going to give y'all some spillover stuff in 1 minute.
I'm ready.
Thank you.
Where's my umbrella?
I'm going to give you a real spillover moment.
Where's my umbrella?
A real solid movement.
You're like my husband. Come again. Let me give you a card.
Yeah, give her a card. She's going to make every time.
Read that book.
She wants.
Read that book. It's a nice book.
She's going to make me the Buddha anybody wants.
I'm a reader. It's a good book to read.
Thank you. What is your name?
That's so cute. That's my color. You have even this color?
In bigger size.
Jackie, that's that same one.
Hi.
How's it going?
Thank you, Lily. Do any of you want to volunteer in being in our movie?
No, thanks.
I just want to film her giving someone a book. That's all. Nothing big.
No.
Okay.
Come over here. I'll give one of
I want a big book, you see.
Okay, one of these?
Yeah, that's good. 1 minute, then I film this, and someone will be happy.
Okay, you know what? We're going to go over to Larry. I'll give it to you. Would you stay right here a second? This is my friend, Larry.
Hey, Larry. I want to give you this book. This is my friend, Lolita, and she's filming a documentary on our book distribution.
Okay.
And this book is called Jiva Dharma.
Okay.
Would you check it out sometime?
Yeah.
Okay. This is Larry.
Nice to meet you, Larry.
Neighbor. Okay. Thanks, Larry.
What kind of percentage do I get on the film? Then it's on what you make, right?
Well, I'll let you see it sometime.
Okay.
I'll let you see it.
Okay.
Okay.
It has to be edited first, and then we'll put it onto a website.
Okay.
But
give me on it.
Okay, as soon as it's
sausage mix.
Okay.
What else?
All right,
okay, Larry. Thanks.
That ought to get you kicked off the website.
Huh?
That ought to get you kicked off the website.
All right, then. See you then.
Well, thank you, Larry.
Hare Krishna. Okay, is this still on?
He took it though. Did you see it?
Yeah,
he took it. See. What? What were you going to say?
I was wondering if it was on still. Okay, I better go. Lakshmi,
we love you. Here, would you like one of these?
Oh.
It's a gift.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Yeah. Hang on.
You can take one for Jadarani, too.
Jadarani's kind of plain colored.
Oh, that's right. She doesn't wear collars. What would you like? Any of these?
Hang on 1 minute. I'll just take this, turn this off.
Which one would you like?
Let me see.